Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. First touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great day. We certainly are. Braves headed to the World Series. Mike, it was a great weekend for some Hey Man L, whether it was the OG, the original, Blonde L, or the Watermelon Lime. Hope you indulged in some. I will certainly be indulging here over the next week with the World Series approaching. We're going to talk about the Falcons, guys. We'll let you hear from Matt Ryan as well coming up. But if you're just joining us for the first time today, we're elated. 22 years, headed back to the World Series. We're happy for Snit. I'm happy for AA, Mike. He's been so good to us over the time since taking over as general manager. He's done an amazing job. I'm happy for Freddie Freeman. Right. We forget. Freddie took a deal, okay? That was less than market value at the time, and they were in a rebuild. And he just went through it, didn't complain, didn't say anything. And that's why we've been so adamant to say, hey, when this thing is all said and done, and whether we win or not, okay, that has nothing to do with this. Freddie's value to this organization and what he's meant to this team, we know he should be paid X amount of dollars, and hopefully that happens. I'm happy for, guys like Ron Washington and Eric Young, our first base coach, guys that were, been around the league and had their turns and now have come here and done such a great job for this team. There's so many people, right. Mike. We had Derek Schiller on the show last week. He's been here for a minute as well. He said, I wasn't even around with the Braves the last time we were in the World Series.
Yeah, man, last time the Braves won the World Series, I mean, Ted Turner was the owner. Last time we went to the World Series, it was Ted Turner in 99.
That's right. That's right.
You think about how different Atlanta was in 99, how much the city has grown. So all those things, and I just want to mention, I said this a few times, but I read the article I think Dave O'Brien had. Really cool that Brian Snicker, as he's in the locker room and he's doing the celebration in the clubhouse, talks about his wife. I thought that was really sweet. Ronnie, she's been with him, and as he said, taking the kids to all the practices and everything else while he was dragging her around the Southeast as a lifer in the Braves organization. I thought that was really kind of sweet. But yeah, Snicker, I mean, and we'll say it again because it's 5 o'clock. It's our biggest audience. I know I've been really critical.
That's not true. We have a huge audience every hour. Go ahead.
It's a big show. But no, man, but Snicker, like I said, I think, and I'm guilty, if you watch a team night in, night out, the idiosyncrasies of how a team, a manager handles his pitching staff, sometimes it wears you out. Some things don't work well. You cannot argue about anything Snicker has done in this postseason. He has been on fire in October. The move to pinch hit Adrianza, taking Anderson out. Now you got two guys on base. Boom, Rosario hits the three-run homer. Everything works out. Now, again, he can't control what Luke Jackson does, making us all nervous. But you mentioned Minter, Matzik, the handling of the bullpen, using all these new pieces. That's why I really can't wait to see what he's going to do with the DH in Houston. But anyway, hats off to Snitker. It's a great story, and he's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, man, I'll say this, too. These baseball wives, it's not easy. I mean, it's just not. I've been around a lot of that in covering baseball over the years. And, these wives, they don't travel to every road game. They're not at every road trip. They're not leaving their kids 10 days or 12 days on a roadie. You might see them every now and then, but the point is, it is a grind, and it's tough to say, I'll see you in 6 months, really, because that's what happens. And in many cases, it might be eight, like the Braves this season. So big shout out, man. I mean, all the things, the support systems that go into this, you just don't think about it, but it all plays to how you do your job. Think about it. Your home life is whack and it sucks. You're probably not going to be good at your job. If it's good, you're probably going to be able to be more focused and be good at your job. Baseball's no different. So with all of that said, we're happy about the Braves. We're happy about where this team is. Let's go win it. We're not just satisfied, though. And that is, I want to make that clear. I hope all Braves fans, we didn't get here last year. We got past the Dodgers. We're just not here for fun. Everybody I talked to over the weekend, I was texting back and forth with a bunch of people in the organization. Everybody's like, let's go win it. We got to finish this thing. So it's not just satisfied to be here. We got to go win it. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Let's talk about our Falcons, Mike. You were down in Miami. Incredible game from the standpoint of us having to come back late and win this thing.
Yeah, man, it was a game that you just, like, you know, as we said earlier, there's just limitations with our defense as far as the star power. You know, guys like Grady, we know what they're doing, AJ Terrell, but there's a lot of missed tackles. I think it was probably arguably our poorest tackling game. But the good news is Matt Ryan and the offense are kicking butt. Now, I know that the Dolphins, they threw some stuff at us. We got the turnover, and Matt was talking about that. He felt bad. But guess what, man? This team shows the resiliency. They come down the field and they get those two big plays, just like we beat the Giants up in New York. Two big throws to Kyle Pitts, one in the middle of the field, one down the sideline. Total clock management, like a veteran coach. Arthur Smith handles it perfectly, Carl, and you kick the game-winning field goal with Koo. I mean, you could not have had a better two-minute drill than what we did with Ryan and Pitts.
I agree, guys. And remember, we ran the ball three times to run the clock. That was huge. Can we hear Kyle Pitts before we hear Matt Ryan? We're going to take you back to yesterday, and we like to do this because it's exclusive to 92.9 The Game. Nobody else has it. And right after the game, you hear the emotion with Matt and what's going on with this team, win or lose. But let's hear Kyle Pitts talking about what's going on with him.
It's starting to, you know, things are starting to slow down a little better. But it comes with preparation during the week, just practicing hard and trying to make practice harder in the game. So that's something that I try and, you know, pride myself on.
Yeah, I want it now, and we're getting it now with Pitts, Mike. 3 weeks in a row, right?
Yeah,
he's been a factor.
Pitts telling D-Lib from the AJC he got really excited when he saw he was going to be getting single coverage on that final drive because, you know, and it was great. I just said, this dude, because I was sitting front row in club level, so the guys right below me are going, this Pitts guy's unbelievable. These guys are going bananas, and they're like, who the hell is this Cordero Patterson? I'm like, our secret weapon. So, yeah, and he ran the ball. I mean, Patterson had he's got those big punishing legs that are up in the air. It looks like he's like a, you know, a giant pinwheel, right, when he's going through the line.
Yeah.
He had some tough yards. He averaged 4.3, 14 totes, 60 yards. But Patterson was another special weapon for Arthur Smith.
Falcon Report, as always, brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Hey, man, this weekend and every night this week, man, there's something on the tube, so why don't you hunker down with Domino's and get a shot at some freebies, man. $50 million in frees coming your way, a 1 in 14 chance of scoring free pizzas and desserts and more. Get the details at Domino's.com.
As we won yesterday, we are now 3-3. We're 500. We have a reeling Carolina team coming in. I'm not saying that to get you excited. I'm simply telling you, they got quarterback issues. Coach killed the team after their loss to the Giants. We'll see if they can regroup. I expect them to show up on Sunday. It won't be easy, but we seem to be in a better position than them. We'll worry about that later in the week. Right now, though, this is Matt Ryan right after the game with our man Arch.
So, anytime you can go on the road and win a game, but this was a nail-biter.
Yeah, for sure. You know, a tough game where we had a bit of a lead. They came storming back. I had a tough fumble at the end, and they go down and score. But the belief never stopped that we were going to get the job done. We had plenty of time there at the end. And Kyle Pitts made two incredible plays for us to kind of switch the field and secure that ball game. I thought the last three plays, though, to get that first down, run the football three times, drain the clock, and be able to kick it with no time, that's what good football teams do. I was proud of that.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because you didn't run the ball very well at all in the game, yet in the final moments where you needed to eat clock, you needed to eat timeouts, you lean on the run game and the team came off the ball.
That's what good football teams do. They're able to run the football when they know you're going to run the football and you get the job done. Credit to our guys out front. They played hard. You know, it wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination across the board. But everybody played hard for four quarters and got the job done.
All right, we've been hearing about this mythical creature called a unicorn. Well, he's shown up the last couple times out. A monster game for him today. And you talked about some great plays.
Yeah, unbelievable. I think that, you know, he's just an unbelievable competitor. You look at him the entire game, he never changes. He's flatline. He just goes out there, plays hard for four quarters. and is a matchup problem. I mean, he's got incredible speed, great length, and he's clutch, and he's not scared of the moment. So I'm lucky to have him on our team.
Tell me about that in developing a rapport with a guy as quickly as you have. You knew he was going to have to be an integral part of what you do, but you guys have bonded pretty well pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you know, I'd say to the people that were panicking after week one or week two, it takes a little bit of time, but he's done a really good job of just hammering away every day trying to get better. And I think Coach Smith has done a great job of putting him in opportunities to be successful and then trusting him in critical situations to go make plays, and he has.
You haven't gotten an opportunity for your defense to provide some of the short field opportunities. You got one when Foye got the interception. How big was that?
That was huge. Short field opportunity for us to punch it in there with the run to CP. You got to capitalize on those situations. You know, that's the stuff that, you know, the interception before half, the points before half, you know, the turnover after we threw a pick, you know, for them to get that and then us walk away with a touchdown, that's a big swing in that game. And you got to be opportunistic. I thought we were today.
All right, man. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Arch.
I love it.
I do too. That's Matt Ryan with Dave Archer, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Mike, how well is Matt Ryan playing right now?
I'm telling you guys, I know we had these conversations, you know, about, well, he's got nothing left. Where are we going? Matt Ryan is showing you when you got a good coach who knows what he's doing and playing to the team's strengths. And Matt just said it. They had so much turnover on this roster. Jalen Mayfield now, a guy that, you know, we got some people on the station saying he's worthless. Guy is really coming into form. They did get one big sack on Matt. We got the fumble, but for the most part, Matt had a pocket to throw from, 25 of 40, 336 to two touchdowns. The pick, and this brings me to a question, got to be honest, I thought Calvin Ridley had a kind of a funky Sunday afternoon, you know? He had a touchdown, which is what you're always shooting for, but he also had just, you know, four catches for 26, and he had the fumble. I mean, It was ruled an interception, but to me, Carl, it's almost like the ball was literally taken away from him, Ridley. And then Ridley had that big hit where he just got clobbered.
He did. He got. And Mike, do you think that hurt him more than what we think it did?
It was. I wasn't sure he was going to come back in the game. That just shows you how tough Calvin Ridley is. But I mean, he just look. The good news is you had Gage back, and there was that big, you know, the 49-yard pass to Gage. That was right. Huge. But Calvin, I mean, it was just a strange day. We got the win. We got our stars are on offense. Defense, we're going to take our lumps. It just is what it is. But it's Carl. It's a great win. And now we're getting Carolina. And they look terrible this week against the Giants.
Yeah, Ridley targeted 10 times. He had four catches. The touchdown. I know I had some guys hit me up saying, I want to see some of those targets go to Pitts. Again, Pitts basically called seven. You know, he was targeted eight times, called seven balls. So I'm not going to tell you that. The key to this win, as we talk about Matt Ryan, is that Matt Ryan had nine different receivers catch passes. That keeps defenses off guard. You can't just force it into pitch. You have to work him into the game plan. But the other part of it is, when it's money time, you better be throwing the ball to that guy. And that's what Matt's talking about. It was money time. I don't care if he's double teamed. I got to find a way to get him the ball and let him allow him to go try to make a play. That's what they did down the sidelines. Those two big plays, 23, 28 yards. That sets us up. It was a good win. I know we made mistakes. I know the defense had its moments. Guys, it's a dub, and that's all you can ask for with the Miami team that's reeling. Who would have thought, Mike, the Dolphins would be 1-6?
Right. And again, guys, we got a chance. We know with the Washington game, we let that one off the hook. We had those guys. We blew it, and our Arthur knows it. He talked about it with us on the show. We could very easily, guys, and it's amazing. You think about the progression of this team in just 6 weeks, but we could very easily be 4-2. But hey, we'll have a chance to go above 500 on Sunday. Doesn't sound like McCaffrey's going to play for the Panthers. You know, we got a chance to score some more points, man. It's a work in progress. But I tell you what, it's a hell of a lot of fun winning these games the way they're winning them.
No doubt. Coming up, strong arm story of the day. Guess what it is?
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
There is no bigger story than our Braves getting to the World Series. And our strong arm story today is Alex Anthopoulos, guys. Literally, the Braves plane just landed in Houston. And as he gets off the plane, he is on with Dukes and Bell. And we certainly appreciate it. Double A, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win and being in the World Series. I just, first of all, before we get into particulars, how does it feel for you? How do you feel?
Feels great. I appreciate it. And, you know, you said there is no bigger story. There is a big story. I got my Heyman beer.
Hey!
It's in the fridge in my office. I guarantee I'm the only GM in sports that has Heyman beer in his fridge right now. So I'm treating it like a fine bottle of wine. I figured if I just wait and I let it sit there for a little, hopefully in 10 days I'll enjoy it if things go well.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for the endorsement. If I could hug you right now, I would. And I like, I speak for a lot of Braves fans, Alex, we would hug you because, man, the moves you made, I know we talked about this last time, but how did you know Rosario, or what did you think you were getting when you made the move to get Rosario over here?
Yeah, so look, obviously I've said this at the time we did the deals. We needed a lot of bodies, and we needed a lot of players, and we tried on a lot of players. And, you know, did we think Rosario would go? One, you have no idea if you're going to make the post. You want to give yourself a chance to get in. And once you get in, anything can happen. So there was no thought of, oh, this guy's going to go become Babe Ruth during the NLCS. And joke with some of it. If we knew that, we would have signed him in the offseason. But at the time, obviously, adding left-handed bats to our lineup was pretty important. We had a lot of right-handed bats other than Freddie and Albies. Everyone else was right-handed. So adding left-handed bats. You know, the other thing, too, is especially for the postseason, he puts the bat on the ball. His bat-to-ball skills, his contact skills are very high. He's not going to be an on-base guy. But, you know, I thought he was similar, and I told Snit when we got him. It's a similar profile to Albies in terms of how aggressive he is. Now, he'll put it in play a little more, a little less swing and miss, but he's got some power as well. Obviously, he hit 30 home runs before, has a great arm from the outfield. But normally those guys that put the ball in play in the postseason, you're facing frontline stuff, elite stuff. People are game planning for you to get swing and miss. And, you know, it might be one play, a bad defensive play, a bloop, a bleeder. Obviously, you want hard hit balls. But guys that can make contact and put it in play in the playoffs, like we talked about, I think when we did an interview a month or two ago, power in the playoffs is pretty important too. So he has those two things, and look, he's done way more than anyone could have hoped for, but it's exciting. It's exciting for him, his family, and obviously exciting for us.
It's AA Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager. Game one tomorrow night, guys, in Houston. Games one and two, they'll be back in the ATL Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Alex, what can you say about Tyler Matzek and this postseason run where literally Snit has handed him the ball every night and he's gone out and gotten it done?
Yeah, I mean, one, Tyler, of course, deserves all the credit in the world. Could have absolutely been the MVP as well. He was that good. I've said this a lot because I don't think it's been out there, but Dana Brown, our VP of scouting, if it's not for him, Tyler Matzek, the name doesn't even cross my desk. He begged me to sign him. He sent some scouts and got some looks, and I was reluctant because it was going to be a minor league deal and there was 2 weeks left in the minor league season, and why are we going to sign a guy for 2 weeks and then he's gone? But he got on the phone with me, and he basically, you know, screamed at me to do it. We needed to do it, and I'm going with him. He's a really good evaluator and a really good scout. And when he's that passionate about a guy, and I always remind him, it's one of the best moves you could have made because it's a huge part of our success. But, you know, so we signed him to a two-year minor league deal and brought him to camp the first before the COVID shutdown. He looked great. And then to Snit's credit, he's like, why don't we bring him back for that camp in July when we reopened up? And obviously he made the team and he's been outstanding. So a lot of people have a lot to do with him being part of the organization, and for just Tyler himself, what he's done and how important he's been, the meaningful innings, the big jams, just all the big outs have been huge for us. So he's been an elite bullpen guy, and we do not get to the World Series without all the contributions that he's made.
That's right, guys. Braves going to the World Series starting tomorrow night. We'll see Charlie Morton on the bump. So glad you got him back for another year as well. Hey, while we're talking about the bullpen, Carl and I were talking about this earlier, Alex. How impressed are you with the job that Minter's been doing? I mean, he's just like, it's kind of like he's found his, I won't say found another gear, but Minter has been unbelievable.
No, you're right. And you don't know, you know, you always wonder because he was so good. Well, he was good during the season last year. In fairness, it was 60 games, but he was awesome in the postseason last year as well. Everyone remembers that NLCS bullpen game, that spot start he made for us and went three innings and just dominated. He's never been an issue of stuff. I mean, this guy closed for us. He's got elite stuff. He just consistency, command, throwing strikes, all those things. But I mean, you always wonder, some of those guys just perform in the playoffs. And we didn't know what we were going to get with AJ coming into the postseason. He was back with us, was solid at the end of the year. But only until he threw that first inning against the Brewers, and when he came out of the pen and looked really good, we came into the clubhouse after and were really excited and basically said, well, we have what we call the circle of trust. It's just a form of which relievers are your key guys in the postseason that you're really going to go to and that's really going to go to. And he was not in that circle of trust to start the playoffs. And once that Brewers inning came through, he jumped right back into it because he was so good, and I expect him to continue to be a huge part of it. But he's been outstanding, and, you know, again, it's been a big part of what we've done.
I know you don't want to give formula or strategy away, but what's the situation with Soler, and what do we do with the DH? What are the options in the general manager's mind?
Yeah, so, I mean, the good news is with the first two games, we have, obviously, we have the DH, so all these guys are going to play. We're facing a left-handed starter, so that's obviously a little more complicated. It's a guy that gets a ton of ground balls. He's good against both sides. But I think, you know, you're going to see Soler play these next two games, and I think we're really going to take it game to game. So all these guys will be playing game one and two, and then when we get back to Atlanta without the DH, that's where the decision-making's got to come in. I know people don't want to buy in the small samples and so on, but if someone's hot or someone looks good or locked in, there's a chance we're going to continue to go with the hot hand. So, you know, it was nice. You know, Soler hadn't played in a long time. He got two at-bats. It was nice to see that at-bat off Kenley Jansen that he had. That was an impressive at-bat. And even the way he rounded first and slid in a second was really impressive as well. So I'm excited that he's going to be back in there. He's going to get a lot of at-bats these first 2 days. We'll get to see where he's back because, you know, as much as Jock's been amazing and Duvall had some really nice games and obviously Cesario was on fire, you know, we were crushed when we found out about Soler being out. And Sid and I talked before that game. Is this going to impact us? It was a clinch game against the Brewers. And we came out and won. And I think, you know, we were 3-1 in the games that he's missed, or 4-1, whatever it might be. So we've been able to hold the fort down. So if we get him back and he's back playing the way he could, it's a huge add for us.
Right. It is Alex Anthopoulos, guys, the brains of the operation for the Braves here, joining us as we're ready for the World Series to commence. By the way, I guess it wasn't that hard a decision because the Cubbies started doing a fire sale, but the Jock Peterson move, and boy, is he a loose dude, too. What the vibe he brings to the clubhouse, but was that a no-brainer to get him over here?
Yeah, I knew him in L.A., so there was a comfort level. I mean, he's the type of guy that in the offseason in California, he'd come up to the office, he'd hang out in my office and just shoot the breeze. It could be November, December. And what you see on TV, the interviews, that is who he is. That's as real as they come. It's who he is no matter who he's around. He's the type of guy that when he walks in the clubhouse, no matter who's there, you're going to have a smile on your face. You just can't help. He brings that energy. And that was, look, he's obviously a very talented player, but we needed that. We just were so beaten down and just so many things had gone wrong. And just knowing Jock's mentality and personality, not only did we need him from an ability standpoint, but from a clubhouse standpoint, I was real confident that he was going to come in and guys were going to fall in love with him. And, you know, to his credit, first day he was here, he was talking about, you know, we're going to need this in the playoffs. And he was talking like we were already going to be in the playoffs. And we were under 500. We were not playing well. And that wasn't, you know, lip service or false swagger. He really believed it. This is a playoff team. We're going to come in here. We're going to win. And these are things we need to do when we do win.
Alex, what's this been like for you with all the injuries? I mean, from Acuna to the Ozuna situation. I mean, that wasn't an injury, obviously, but what's this been like? Has this been the craziest season you've ever experienced?
Yeah, I think I told a friend this. You know, you get a lot of texts and everything. I said it's been the worst and the best year of my career, if that makes any sense.
Okay, explain.
You know, I mean, the way it was going, it was just, you know, again, you guys are fans too, obviously. It was not fun, you know? And it's a few things, right? It's not fun. It's embarrassing. You know, you're letting a lot of employees down, fans down. You know, I say this all the time. I'm a sports fan too, and I know what it's like to, you know, to not feel good about your team. And you know, as a GM, you take that responsibility. You feel it. You know, no one's telling you that. No one's getting on you individually, but as a sports fan, you have to get it. You have to understand it. So you want to deliver, and you also realize that you're not always going to win, and things aren't always going to go well. But, you know, when things aren't going well, you just feel a responsibility to be able to come through, clean up the mess, whatever it might be. So to finally get it turned around and to keep going, and now to see the elation and the joy and what winning. And look, we've won the other three as I've been here, but we hadn't won like this. We hadn't gotten to the World Series. And this is whole other level. I see it on my street. Our neighbors did an unbelievable thing for us. I got home last night. They had just basically put flags and balloons and big cardboard sign that thanking us, Go Braves, and all of them. You know, really just up and down the street. It's incredible to see. And I told my wife, I came home, I said, did you see this? I was just so touched by it. And just seeing things at our kids' schools and things like that, like, you know, you realize the power of sports and winning and seeing Trae Young walk into the game wearing a Braves jersey and the city rallying around us, and it's awesome, and it's pretty powerful that you get to work in a job that you get to do things like that.
Hey, man, and again, everybody from the Pearls and everything else, and by the way, we did give some love to the skipper. Your relationship with Snicker over the years, I know initially, you know, it looked like he was just going to be a placeholder here, and he's turned into an unbelievable manager.
Yeah, he did a great job. I was joking with him the other day. I'm like, Snit, this is the way you drew it up, right? I think it's when he turned 66. You're going to have players with pearls, umbrellas, panda heads, swords. Just the way you thought when you managed in the minors. It's total Braves, right? The way Sherholtz and Cox told you it was going to be. But you know what? To his credit, he's been able to adapt, and guys enjoy playing for him. And, you know, I've said this. I thought he's managed fantastic in both of these series, the Brewers and the LA series. Just some big-time moves, really being ahead of the game. Just doing some things that you wouldn't see him do during the year and understanding the urgency of the playoffs. And, you know, you look at pulling Ian Anderson with 66, you know, that's not an easy call. And he was throwing well. He wasn't throwing a no-hitter, but he was throwing the ball really well. And we knew we had a really deep bullpen at that time. We had 2 days off. We knew A.J. Minter could go too. Tyler Matzik could go too. Will Smith could go too. So we talked about it before the game that if we have a shot, we can be really aggressive as a team, and we're going to be covered for the bullpen because we had those 2 days off for the relievers. Okay, it was a blowout game the game prior, but the fact that guys like Dylan Lee can go take down 2 innings and we're getting innings out of other guys just to get through the game, that allows A.J. Minter to go two. That allows Tyler Matzik to go two and to be fresh and to do it. And Snit making sure getting Adrianza that at bat. You know, L.A. has, I believe they were going to bring the left-hander in, but, you know, from a timing standpoint, it worked out for us that we got Rosario the at-bat against the right-hander, and obviously it was a huge bomb for us.
You gave us a chance, Alex. I mean, seriously, and we thank you for that. You gave us a chance as fans by making the moves you made. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're cheering like hell for these Braves to bring it home and to win it. We will see you Friday when you guys get back. Go Braves. Let's get game one and two there in Houston. Thank you again, Alex.
No, I really appreciate it. I'll say this, and I know the fans did. I mean, I'm telling you, we cut payroll in the offseason. We had no idea what attendance was going to be. They were coming out in droves. We were second in attendance to L.A., which is way more capacity than we have. And that was a game changer for us. And to Terry McGurk's credit, anything that we made above and beyond what we expected to lose, I guess, he said, hey, you can put it right back into the club. Go, go, go. And it was awesome. And it's the fans deserve a ton of credit. And the guys that were already in place to keep us afloat deserve a ton of credit. So hopefully we all enjoy it. Just like you said, I have no idea what's going to happen the next 10 days or so. But, you know, this is what we all want, and this is what we all strive for. So go, yeah. Go Braves.
Go Braves. Awesome job. Thanks again, Alex.
Okay,
Alex,
guys, see ya.
Take care. Alex Anthopoulos, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Literally getting off the plane as our guys make their way to the hotel. Tomorrow is game one. We're coming back. More Braves conversation, certainly, as we talk about some of the things that Alex just told us. We are done at 6. We're getting out of the way for the coaches show tonight. Dave Archer will have that for you. Player segment is Jalen Hawkins here on a Falcon Monday. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, we just had a great session, great conversation with our Braves general manager, Alex Anthopoulos. We call him Double A, and our team is in Houston for game one tomorrow night. I'll say this, Mike, and before we jump in any further, obviously we're done at 6. Our top three at 6 is brought to you by New Realm Brewing. Guys, make sure you check out New Realm Brewing, where you can find their deliciously beers that pair perfect with the Georgia summer, or should I say fall now. But you can go to newrealmbrewing.com and use the Beer Finder app and make sure you check those out. Here's the deal, Mike, real quick, about Double A. He, as a general manager, it's not his job to do what Snit's doing. It's Snit's job to put him in position to win and right. put him in position to be successful. But it is his job to go find those pieces. And that's what he's done so brilliantly this year. You can't do it every year because sometimes those players aren't available. Sometimes you don't spend like you do in other years, like he was talking about. But for what he's done for the budget, now does that go up? He mentioned Terry McGurk. We'll have this conversation, guys, in 3-4 weeks when this thing's done. And right. we, you know, whether we win it or lose it, who knows? But he said McGurk signed off on all this. I hope, Mike, that that's the case moving forward. I really do.
Yeah, I just think, and again, for those who don't know, Terry McGurk is the point man for Liberty Media. And when we get crazy about, you know, the budgets and just all I'm saying is spend to the size of your market, okay? We're never going to be able to spend like the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets, but spend top 10. Atlanta is a top, what are we, number 8 in the country now? Is that where we are? But I mean, like, that's all I want. I know they don't have a great TV deal, but I'm telling you that they'd have to be some really creative bookmaking or cooking the books to not be making some money off everybody that I see every time I'm in the battery for a home game, right? Yeah. I mean, things have got to be going in there. I mean, whatever they're looking for, they've got to get it. And I would love to see them further prime the pump because, again, he's doing such a fantastic job on a budget. Imagine if you give the guy just a little bit more for one more starting pitcher, something like that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, guys, before we get out of here, I do want to let you know this show is protected by Mimecast, and protect your systems, protect your email, safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's MIMECAST.com. Today's email comes to us from Jan. Jan says, guys, I am so excited about my teams, my city right now. We've talked about it. I've heard you guys talk about it on your show. What happens when all of our teams start to win, and what will our city, how will our city be looked at then? Right. This could be the start of that. Jan, thank you for the email. Mike, I don't know if it is, but you talked about it. All the teams right now, for the most part, listen, Atlanta United could still get in the be in a better spot for the playoffs, right?
Correct.
They're moving forward. I mean, we know the Hawks season is just starting. The Falcons are 500. I know they're really not that kind of expectation with the Falcons, but guys, this is why they play the games. I don't know what's going to happen every week.
Right. We talked about that amazing atmosphere for the Hawks to start the season off, and obviously smoke Dallas. Obviously, a very disappointing effort against the Cavaliers the following night. But hey, by the way, speaking of the Hawks, just dropped about a half hour ago. We're going to not see DeAndre Hunter. It's not a COVID. It's a non-COVID illness. So he is out. So no DeAndre Hunter tonight. Gallinari's banged up with a left shoulder. But let's hope it's nothing serious. Maybe just a good old-fashioned flu or something for DeAndre Hunter.
All right. And speaking of that, Saints-Seahawks game, all right, pregame 7:30, kicks at 8:15. That's going to be on Talk 1380 tonight as we have the Hawks and Pistons pregame at 7. Tips at 7:30. Mike Conti of the pre-half and post, and obviously Steve Holman, bang, with the call here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wednesday, we've got Atlanta United against Miami, and then that's when the V will be, or the Hawks will be on V103. So we'll keep you updated. It's a little shuffling going on because we've got multiple things happening with our, you know, teams and whatnot, but we're going to let you know what's going on. We got to get out of here, man, and get ready to clear our throat. A big thanks to Alex Anthopoulos. I do want to tell you guys tomorrow, we will have our regulars. Darren Eels is going to join us. We'll talk baseball with Joe Patrick. But we're also going to get our man Buster Only on. Chuck Smith's going to join us. Steve Weiss is going to join the show. We'll talk Falcons with him on the Falcons off day before we turn the page and start getting ready for Carolina. So
We'll focus on that, but obviously game one, Mike, tomorrow, and we'll talk about the pitching matchups and all of that stuff too.
And again, we've been talking a lot about how we're going to use a designated hitter. How many times, one of the things, and we had that success last year, Carl, especially in the neutral sites in Texas, to have the designated hitter. One question we didn't get to ask Alex, I presume, but no one gives you a straight answer on this. We are going to have the DH next year, right, in the bigs?
Well, here's the other thing, and I don't want to be doom and gloom, but there's probably going to be a labor stoppage. Yes.
You got issues with the – and again, I know what you're saying. How do they allow this to happen? Well, because that's Manfred and his minions, and it's just a shame because there's so many good things happening in baseball right now. You and I – remember we had those conversations. Is baseball in trouble? You know, the sport that lags behind as far as, you know, using the technology. It needs to be quicker and a better pace. We've had some unbelievable baseball games. The Astros are bombing things, 67 runs in 10 playoff games. This is going to be an exciting series. They've had their own issues with pitching staff injuries, but – by the way, what do you think? You think this thing goes seven? You think it goes six? What's your gut telling you?
No, I think it goes seven. I do. I think it goes the distance. And I don't think anybody gets swept here. These two teams are way too good, and I think both are peaking at the right time. This is going to come down, guys, to an Eddie Rosario moment. And what I mean by that is three-run homer in the fourth inning, great at bat. It's those moments. It's going to come down to a Tyler Matzek getting three crucial outs or maybe six. It's going to come down to Minter, two innings if needed, just like these last series. That's what it, and if the Astros players step up, that's what it's going to happen, Mike, and that's going to be the difference in this series. We got to get out of here, man, and clear our throats.
By the way, it was a long shot, but the word did come out official. No Lance McCullers for the Astros also. Remember, you got shoulder issues against the White Sox. They said it was a small percentage of coming back, but they're not going to have him for the World Series.
Chris, go ahead.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, guys, coming up, Coach's Show. Dave Archer will be on with Coach Arthur Smith. Player segments, Jalen Hawkins. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's going to be a hell of a week. Be here every day. 2 o'clock. It's going to be a hell of a week. Braves in the World Series. More on that tomorrow as we move forward. Thanks again to Alex Anthopoulos. Bo Morgan, great job today tracking Double A down. Also, Chris Turtle behind the glass. Mike, let's get out of here. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. Tell you what, guys. Carl just touched on it. When things start to cook, it is just so good for the city. I'm with you, Carl. We talked to Squidbilly, our producer, earlier. You're going to read these stories, and there's like stuff on Deadspin that just, this isn't the team people want to see. Screw that noise. This is a team which is, again, under 500. Remember, we win one, lose one, win one, lose one. This team has shown so much resiliency, taking on all the injuries. And then again, we just talked to Alex Anthopoulos. So look, just take pride in our city. We know what we've got going on here in Atlanta. We just laid it out. But, you know, we got screwed out of the All-Star game. It is what it is, but people that want to label this team or label this town are out of their minds. It's a great place to live, and it's so much fun to be at the Battery when things are going the way they are.
We're going to talk plenty about the Braves, so I'll shift gears and talk about our Falcons. Matt Ryan's playing really well, but more importantly, Kyle Pitts was the right pick.
Yeah.
You're seeing it. I want it now! If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you had Sam Darnold as your fantasy football quarterback this week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.